Are you filming it?
I'm trying. I want to get up, but I have a feeling you're already recording.
There we go. Look.
But I can't see me. This is my thing, too. I'm selfish.
You need that angle.
And I'm trying
to... Yeah, you need this angle over
I
here.
I want to put it in that little cubby, but I have a feeling you're already recording, so I don't want to get up.
Ooh, I'm already recording.
See, I knew it. I knew it.
A little sneaky.
Oh. The go button.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late. My name is Spencer Stark.
I'm Starlene Hodge.
And we got a little guest with us today. Who is that guest?
I'm William Haynes.
Oh, yeah.
Friends for life.
Luis can't join us today because he's off saving the world.
He had an emergency and had to go.
It's not like a medical emergency as far as I know.
It's like
he has to do it.
Luis always does things. He's kind of mysterious about his life.
Yeah.
He's like Batman.
Honestly, yeah, he is.
He's
very active on this chat, but he doesn't tell people his life.
What do you really know about Luis? Think about it. What do you really know? You know him, you know what he feels like, but what do you know?
I know he's Mexican.
You know that? He's from Texas.
He's from Texas.
That's it. That's all Luis will tell
and
you.
He likes to bake.
He wouldn't even tell us his age for a little bit.
For a while. Yeah. He's a sneaky guy. I don't know why. I remember when I first saw Luis, or like my earliest memory of him was when we were figuring out who was going to be the editor for People Be Like.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted it to be Darren because that was my friend. Uh-huh. And but they were like, no, it should be Luis. And Luis was wearing all black and a black hat. And I was like, who is that? I don't know who that is. And but then, you know, he edited one time. And after that, I was like, oh, this is my guy for life.
Yeah.
And yeah, pretty much everything I did after that was edited by Luis.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Yeah. Mysterious. But, and Luis also likes things that are like little characters, like with big eyes and stuff.
Oh, really?
Like he surrounds himself with little, like, trinkets of,
oh,
like,
yeah, that's right. His desk at SourceFed had, like, all the little things on
it.
Yeah, little lightsabers.
Things.
And,
like, if you go in his car, there's a little, like, a little, it might be a cat or something that has big eyes and just looks at you. I don't know. It's like theater kids, weird.
Yeah, I know. That was me, too, so yeah. I feel you.
Yeah, Steve is also like that.
Yeah, Steve is like that. It's pretty funny.
Little friends.
Just keeps little friends on his dash and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how are you doing? How's your life?
I'd say life is beautiful. yeah, it really is. It is. I wake up every day. I'm like, I'm glad to be alive. You know, it's a constant fight to do the right thing every day.
Right.
So trying to figure out what that is today. So yeah,
here
today was the right. Today this was the right
we
thing to do today.
We had like a thing like, is Will gonna be here today?
Oh yeah. Only way I wouldn't is if I forgot. Like yeah.
No, but that's
only,
the thing. We were like, maybe Will might forget.
Yeah,
it's possible.
If I know, I'll make it. Yeah. Yeah, only way is if I forget. Yeah, I have no organizational skills whatsoever. So like where I'm supposed to be when I never know.
You just need to get a personal like
I do.
Yeah, assistant.
Yeah, I was gonna say, when are you gonna get an assistant? I feel like you're close to that.
Yeah, I have like a manager and agent person now, and they're really great, and they do a lot of things for me, like scheduling meetings and whatnot.
That's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, so like if I didn't have that, like they don't even understand. Like I would just sign any contract. Y'all don't look, yeah. Anything really, right?
You're gonna give me money, and pay me to do creative stuff. Yeah, I'll sign it.
I'll take it. Thank you for reading it and like paying attention to life in general.
Yeah.
So for all you know, like Axe body spray like owns your soul,
right? Like I mean, shoot. I mean, some of these I've read, but you never know. Like you never know the language on it. I feel like I've read plenty of contracts myself, and I was like, okay, I think I get this. But when you really think about it, like the contracts are so vague, you don't know what you just signed.
Mm-hmm,
and they're like, actually, what that means is that we can do whatever we want forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
like,
yeah,
we own your likeness wherever you go. You're gonna always have this and do this, and you're like, I didn't know I was signing that.
I know we had to sign a contract with Audio Boom when we did the podcast
because
they signed us and we had to have a lawyer look over it because I read through it once and I was like I
don't know what this means.
No idea what any of this means.
Yeah,
I don't.
Exactly.
I can't. It's like a different language.
And if you can't do it, then fuck. We're like, yeah. Anything on the internet, I definitely don't read it before I sign it. I'm like
the,
okay.
Like the terms and conditions.
Oh, yeah,
the terms and conditions.
Service is just like what?
Yeah. Even the contracts. Well, like, now they have these things called like DocuSign, so it's like it looks like a real life contract, and you just go in there and get to type your name.
Right.
Yeah, it's too easy for you. To ruin your life.
You don't even have to print it out. You can just I know somebody. They had us do it with a. You'd sign it with your mouse. Have you ever had to do that?
And it converts it into a signature.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't understand. I can never sign my name with a mouse the way that I'm supposed to sign. Like, it's never going to look like my signature.
Yeah.
There's no way. I could do it. You just have to do it slow. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I those are the worst. I've had to sign contracts.
I wonder
for
how those
wedding
like,
stuff lately
end
so.
Up really truly being legal, because you could always say I didn't sign that. Like, how do they prove?
I think that
it?
They. I mean, they could probably track your IP or something to know that you were the.
Yeah, but
from
you could literally
computer.
Go. Like I could sit here and sign something for Will in the same room.
Oh,
like
yeah,
Will
that's
could
true.
Be in the room, but I was the one who signed it.
I think when it's really important, they have you. It's like a notary. Like you have to go to a notary and sign it in
stamp.
Front of
oh,
them.
Oh yeah, I learned what that was when I got my current apartment. I've lived in I think like 5 or 6 different places in LA, and this is the first time. Like when you get something signed, like you have to get it notarized by a person if you can't be there.
Uh-huh.
Like a lot of people don't know what that is. Like you have to like go. There's a legal person whose job is to make sure that the person who signed this contract is
that person.
Yeah, and that's crazy.
Did
yeah.
you find them at the grocery store?
Yeah, that's where they were,
yeah.
huh? They have them at the grocery store, yeah.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Okay, I need a notary.
You could go
next
to the most grocery stores
so
have like a notary there or mm-hmm. like next door.
Next
it's real
it.
Weird.
I was driving through Beverly Hills and there's a big sign and it said notary. And I was like, that's where I need to go.
Yeah.
There's a
you
big
could do that
just,
too.
Just the person who did a note who just notarizes for their life.
There's so much
advertising. But you could probably just go to a Rouse though.
I know, I should. No, I absolutely should. I shouldn't go pay at Beverly Hills.
I can't remember the last time I had to get something notarized. But I remember going to a grocery store and being like, all right, I guess. Okay, here? Okay, cool.
Yeah,
all right.
I never understood what it was.
It's a special stamp.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've had to do it now because I'm doing a DBA for doing business as for the stuff that we're doing for the cons, because we have a bunch of stuff that we're... that we're going to be selling at a booth at Long Beach Comic Con and LA Comic Con stuff. And so in order to open that business, to be able to run all of that through like an actual business, so I'm not getting taxed as me, I'm getting taxed as the
Are
business.
Are you selling art?
We're selling comic books.
Comic books.
Comic books. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Is this
comic
the first
books
time
and
that's
games.
On sale?
And, yeah. So the comic that I have, I just got the proof of, which is cool. I have like the actual like.
It's called Roots.
It's called Roots. I just got the proof of it. So that's like the. It's like the test copy before they actually print the whole thing. So I just
so
got
glad.
That. Yeah, which is really cool because it's like it's the first time it's coming to life. For,
it's,
I mean,
it's
you know.
Been a long time coming, too.
Yeah, it has.
Since how long have
it's
you
been? Well, I've been working on the concept. I mean, the concept went through a film and a TV series and a book and like all these different mediums before it landed as a comic, because a comic was the fastest way for the idea to be pitched in a visual medium because it was so expensive to do as a film or so expensive to do as a TV show that like I shopped the pilot around and nobody would pick it up because it was 10 mil to make it, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So a comic was the easiest way to like get eyes on it.
So basically you storyboarded it.
Yeah. It's basically storyboarded out as as what it was going to be. But I mean, if it ends up as a comic, that's like for that to be the final medium is fine with me as long as the story gets to be told.
Is it the same story as the directorial thing you did with the girl that is but it was already a video. No, that was something else. Yeah, that was something
else.
Yeah.
No, this is a concept that I developed. I actually been developing it for like years in college. I was working on it. I think I was telling you and Darren about it.
Yeah, I think you explained the whole story to
me. We had that whole discussion. So anyway, that's kind of the it's been a long time coming. It's been in a bunch of different mediums. It's been all over the place, and finally like I got to the point, and I'm sure you've felt this too, where like I got to the point where creatively I was feeling like I had this thing and I didn't know what to do with it, and I just had to put it into a medium that could actually be made, as opposed to like if it's a film script or if it's like a, you know, TV pilot, like nobody's ever going to see it or read it besides people in the industry.
Uh-huh.
The story
yeah.
was never going to get out to the public. So I was feeling really like down about about the stuff that I was writing, because I felt like nobody was ever seeing it.
Yeah.
I felt like I could give it to you and you could read it, or I could give it to Star and Star would read it, but like it wasn't in a medium that people could actually consume.
So
I had to go out and like make it in a medium that people could actually
a real tangible thing.
So people could actually like enjoy, like read the story and get into the story, as opposed to it just being a script.
Yeah.
You saying that makes me go, I'm like, is that why I got into comics? Is that why I did that?
Yeah, comics help.
Is that it was it just the instance, like I just went back to like childhood of me being able to go, look, and holding up like a
piece
of,
you
like
made
a drawing and people going, cool. And I'm like, oh, that's a good feeling.
It's that instant gratification thing.
Yeah.
That we all suffer with.
Yeah.
Because that's why I didn't go into animation. I was just like, oh, this takes too long.
Yeah, it takes too long.
A lot of people don't go into animation. That is what I'm looking for in life, is like, I want to make animated films. But I think.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like Spirited Away and those kinds of
things. It's super cool, but it's just like, make a comic and then hopefully you pitch it to animation companies and go, can you guys make this move?
Yeah, I've seen a couple animators. There's this girl who was drawing photos of just a random character, and a lot of people were like, oh, that looks like William Haynes, and she had never seen me before.
Really?
Yeah, and she just did really good illustrations, and I was like, I want to change my life. She even drew him in the jumpsuit that I would always wear.
Oh, weird.
Wow.
And
we were Without even seeing you?
Yeah, she'd never seen me before. And then, I even posted a couple of them because they looked exactly like me. I thought it was funny. And now I think I'm trying to work with her. Her name is Kel TBH, I think her username is. And she's, I think she's, 16, and she just draws incredibly good stuff. And
where's she from?
I wonder if that freaks her out, England, where she's just my cartoon character is real.
Yeah, it's real. I'm real. It's better than me. I'm trying to morph myself into him. So, I really want to make animated stuff. It'll just take years and whatnot.
Yeah. It takes a while.
I'll open an animation studio someday. Yeah.
That's cool.
But you're lucky. I think because in life, when you create creative things, every time you redo it, you're going to do it a little bit better.
Totally.
If you're the type of person that learns from mistakes. So now that you've completely storyboarded it, then the next incarnation of it, whatever it may be.
Right.
Because you never know in 5 years that people might be like, we don't make TV shows anymore. we make whatevers.
Yeah.
Or it could even be longer than that. That could
what
be like 30
years
from now.
It's all VR. Yeah. And then you're just we just want to make this VR now. And you're going to be like, I didn't plan for that. Okay, cool. Yeah.
There's so kind of two things on that. One of them is that when we were first trying to make it, I was going to try and do it as my senior thesis in college a short.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, you're not going to be able to do that because it's going to cost too much. So what we ended up doing was doing some tests, and I didn't end up doing it because it was just it wasn't quite good enough that I was happy with it, but it was close. It was I had an artist draw the stuff in layers. Mm-hmm. I had the artist draw the set from all of the different angles in layers animated. And then we put live action actors
in this. Oh, you Mary Poppins it.
We Mary Poppins it. But it was done in, the lighting was really stylized, and everything was very, all the drawing was very stylized. And so it kind of felt like, if you guys have seen, have you ever seen The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari?
I've not.
Do you know what that is? Okay, it's a German Expressionist film. It's really fucking cool.
Why would
actually.
You think we would have seen a German Expressionist film?
Well, it's Michel Gondry. Michel Gondry, yeah,
there's a lot of influence that's come from that. Basically all of Tim Burton's stuff was influenced heavily by the German Expressionist movement in the 30s. And so it's really weird, but the way that they do their sets in German Expressionism is almost all drawn. They do this really cool thing where it's black and white, it's film noir, it's the beginning of film noir, and they actually draw on...
They draw the set,
and they draw on all of the shadows. Here, I'll turn this around. You guys can see it, but we'll post pictures in the Slack.
They draw on the
shadows? But, they draw the shadows of everything. So, if there's a chair, and there's a person sitting in the chair, they'll draw the shadow of the chair on the ground. They'll paint it on the ground. So the sets are very...
Let me see this one right here. I know people listening can't see this whatsoever, but wow, I'm totally about to jack this.
So it's really cool. I'll try and describe it the best I can. It looks like a Tim Burton world.
It also looks like, that painting where
It looks like black and white Roger Rabbit. He's in Toontown.
What were you gonna say?
The painting where there's a ball. Someone drew a reflective ball and a hand holding it, and you can kind of see the whole world of the ball
through the ball. Yeah,
is that what it's called? Yeah.
So they basically specify, or it's what's characterized by unparalleled lines when they're doing things. So you can see in this, and I know this is the worst medium to be doing this in, but the windows, they'll make all unparalleled.
Yeah,
so it'll have a straight bottom, but then the right side will be bent in and the left side will be straight up and it'll meet it like a triangle.
How do I do this?
I mean, the thing is like, they did it really they did it really cheap.
So do you think I filmed in a room with furniture in it and everything, and then I said, okay, now I need you to draw on top of the furniture, the actual kind of weird furniture I want, and like the window, draw over the window. But
yeah, I mean,
and
you could
have
do
to
that.
Rotoscope me.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that. The way what you might do is actually
you
just
green
take...
screen and just have someone draw the background for you.
You
but
could.
You just have to like plan out your angles.
Green screen. But I could... my whole life have disliked using green screen.
But you'd have to shoot it from above, so it's like the floor would have to be green. Like the whole room would be green screen.
Well, yeah. The other thing you could do if you wanted to do it practically is you could take. I'm pointing again. Worst medium to be doing this in. I'm pointing across the way to. We have these rolls that are basically huge backdrops.
Yeah.
They're like they're almost like just big rolls of butcher paper, but they're huge.
Uh-huh.
And what you could do if you wanted to make something like that is do the whole like basically create a floor to ceiling like psych out of that, which
yeah.
is like a curved. For people who don't know what psych is, it's basically where there's a there's like white on the ground. Well, white psych is like white on the ground, and then it gradually. Becomes the wall.
There's
in
no
like
corners.
There's no corner. It's like a slope up to the wall. You could do corners if you wanted, but basically, like you could surround the room in that and then draw on it. You could
yeah.
do it on the floor, on the walls. You know what I mean? So you could have an artist come in and paint it, and that
or
way it's actually real.
Cool. You could do
really
projections too.
You could do projections, which would be really cool. Like
yeah.
rear project it.
Yeah,
which would be awesome. But the floor would be hard to do if you did that.
I think I want some hand animation shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
But like the cool thing about this, I mean, like you could do this with projection, and then the set could actually be moving. Around
that, yeah, yeah,
you know,
uh-huh.
if you did mapped projection, which is
yeah.
really cool. If you guys ever seen that map projection video where there's these two panels and they're on these arms, and they're like robotic arms and they move, it's really cool because basically what they do is they map. They're the same arms that are used to do like motion controlled rigs for cameras
mm-hmm.
for like when you're making films
mm-hmm,
and you
mm-hmm.
have to do the same shot over and over again. It's like this arm on a track. And they'll define it.
By the way, he's holding up his hand, and he looks like he's doing like the claw from Liar Liar.
It does. So it's like this hand. It's like this arm that comes up out of this base. It's kind of like if you ever go to Universal Studios and you go to the Harry Potter ride. You know the Harry Potter ride.
Yeah,
have you been to that? Okay, so that's the same thing. The thing that holds you in that. Chair in the Harry Potter ride is the same thing they're using.
It's like a weird gimbal thing.
Yeah, it's like a weird gimbal thing. So they'll basically program that on the computer to do whatever action they want.
Yeah.
And then it does the same thing over and over and over again every time. So,
John and I are looking to buy something like that.
Oh, really? Like a motion control rig?
Yeah, it's called an iFootage.
Oh, really?
An iFootage, yeah. It's like it'll do the same thing. You like tell it to move the camera and it'll do the same thing multiple times.
That's awesome. Yeah, is
yeah.
it like a mini version of it?
Yeah, it's a mini version.
Yeah, I was
of
gonna
it.
Say
because yeah.
the big ones are like crazy huge, but they
yeah.
put these panels
uh-huh.
on two of them, and then they program the projections to work with the panels
mm-hmm.
so that they can like make they like put the panels together so they can become like a window into another universe, and then they like fold them down and become like these crazy animated things. They're it's awesome. I'll have to pull it up and post it, but it's so fucking cool because it's so creative. It's like so abstract and
mm-hmm.
it's like moving art, which is really
moving
really
art.
Fun.
That's
yeah.
really cool.
And
yeah.
so you could do a similar thing with this where you're kind of tracking, you know, you're projecting onto these things and
yeah.
and tracking the footage onto whatever it is
that I'm doing.
Yeah, whatever
yeah.
it is, whatever the set is.
I gotta find a good background
moving.
Artist. Like I really like my friend. I really like her character drawings, and
yeah.
I feel like I want a person who like specifically he's like he or she is like I only do backgrounds. I make paintings for backgrounds.
Yeah.
And
do the exact thing I can't stand doing, which is amazing.
You were just talking about
yeah.
this today to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I was
how much
just talking
you, yeah.
about. I was just like, I too am working on a comic with Spencer.
Yay!
And
it's a different comic.
It's a different comic about witches.
It is.
And I like drawing all the people and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. But as soon as I have to draw the backgrounds, I sit there and I'm like, I have to remind myself, I like drawing. I like
yeah,
doing this.
Yeah.
This is a good thing that I'm doing right
yeah.
now.
It's funny. Yeah. Like a lot of people don't know that like when you look at an art, like a cartoon or something, there are different artists for different things. There's a background artist. There's a
mm-hmm.
character artist. There's a motion artist. Like there's a hair artist if you're like doing a Pixar film.
Yeah.
So yeah, once I find all of these different people and move them all to the same building, then I'll have
you'll have
yeah.
your animation studio
yeah.
that you want.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's interesting because I find myself having to do that too. Even with things that I like feel really passionate about, it gets there comes a point where you like you reach a point where you have to force yourself to do it even if you don't feel like doing it
oh,
necessarily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's when it really tests you of like, are you good at this? If you can keep pushing yourself to do it and keep enjoying it even if it's like gotten to the point where it's almost miserable.
Uh-huh,
like
yeah.
then you know you're doing the right
but
thing.
But then you're sitting there and you're like, but I
but I
still
love
need
this.
To do
but
this.
But I do
though.
Like
I'm
this.
Like no one's making me do this. I'm just doing this. Right. I have to do this. Yeah. So it's like a weird compulsion.
Yeah, there is the concept of infinity in like in certain things that we can do as humans. Like, you know, some things you will accept that I can do this as much as I want. Like right. like cheesecake. Like I could just sit there and eat cheesecake until I throw up and die. Yeah. But like but something that you want to do, like a career or something, it's hard to just keep going and going and going because after a while it's like
yeah.
I mean, I guess the same thing with cheesecake. After like the fifth slice, yeah, there's not it's not unlimited. Yeah. yeah.
After the fifth slice, you're probably like, I could take a break from cheesecake. Yeah. A little bit. Uh-huh. Yeah, I feel like there's, I feel like we, you know, it's when you reach that point, I feel like that really defines you as an artist, because then it forces you to go outside your comfort zone and try new shit.
Yeah.
Which I feel like you've, you know, kind of, you've tried a bunch of different stuff, which is really cool. Like, you know, you've done your music, you had your own channel, then you went on SourceFed, you did news, then you went to do your own kind of.
Yeah, what's this new thing you're doing?
What are you doing on IGN?
Now I'm on a show on IGN. Yeah, I really, I think I don't, when I get bored, I just do something else. I've learned that, like, over the past couple years that, like, especially creative things, they're very similar. Yeah. It's like, as for example, like, UFC and boxing. Like, you know, like, if you could do, or what is it? Is it MMA? Which is the one
MMA,
where they're
MMA.
MMA. MMA and boxer. I just heard that there's an MMA guy who's, like, about to fight Floyd Mayweather. He stopped doing MMA to do boxing. And I feel that way about a lot of things. It's like, like, you know, comedy and music are actually very similar. Like, you have to, the way I describe it is when you're learning a creative thing, it's like, I feel like I just learned this with music, is if you ever seen Blue's Clues before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know how he, like, he goes, Blue Skidoo, Weekend 2, and then he jumps into the book?
Uh-huh.
It's like that with different creative mediums. You have to learn how to, like, be able to listen to a beat and be like, okay, I'm gonna put myself on there. Or in a comedic scene, you got to learn how to, I'm going to skidoo myself into this character. Yeah, so that's how it is for
me. You have to, like, throw yourself into it and understand what the rhythm of it is.
Yeah.
It's all, I mean, it changes. Like, it's, there are a lot of things, like, there's a lot of creative people who can do lots of different varied things because they've trained themselves with one of those crafts and it bleeds over into the other things.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about the guy from Baby Driver who can... Like, who's an amazing singer.
Uh-huh.
Like, he could just sing really and Jamie well. Foxx.
Of course,
can sing really well. And you're just like, how do these people? But it's like, they're all theater kids. They all trained in all of those things.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, they knew how to act, but then they also, it also went over into singing, and it also went over into comedy, and it, you know.
And I was actually thinking about this earlier today, because it's been, like, kind of an emphasis lately on people that I've been doing a bunch of different stuff, and I've actually been getting a little bit more criticism than usual. Like, people are like, how are you doing this and that? And I realize it's like... a lot of people just don't see that. And I think if you keep yourself closed-mindedness, you if you allow yourself to think that you can't do that and you see someone else do it, you're like, that doesn't make sense to them. But I was thinking about it earlier today, and I was like, the only person that can really put limits on me is myself. And luckily, I would never do that to myself. So, like, so some people have issues differentiating. Like, why can these people do this? And it's like, because they tried.
Yeah, because they actually went and
really all
practiced
it. It's just like, I'm gonna give that a shot. Yeah, I like
and if
this.
And if it interests you, you should try it.
Yeah, you know how you can play badminton and you can cook really well? Those are two different things you had to learn how to do. Yeah,
you can do both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no reason why you can't do both. In fact, if you're good with the paddle, you're probably good with
probably
the frying
good with that
pan.
Too. And it even works for opposite things. But you know, there's still things in this life that I can't do. Like, I still can't cook. like I still can't cook. So, you know, it's weird.
Most of my limitations on things are either time and or money.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things I really want to learn, but I have, the time, but also the money to pay someone to help me learn it.
Yeah, like, I had that moment also today or yesterday. I was thinking about how I was like, if I had more money, I could just do so much more of, like, I wanted music videos. I was like, I wanted to do more. And then I thought about, I saw the new Spider-Man movie, and they said this in the trailer. Like, Tony Stark's like, he says to Spider-Man, he's like, if you need that suit, you need the suit to do it, then maybe you don't need to do this at all. And it made me think, like, if I think that I need money to be able to do this, then I'm not really drying out my passion completely.
Well, I'm literally thinking about, like, I miss taking Krav Maga classes. I can't do that
by
myself.
You can't. I mean, you could learn on the internet, but it's not the same.
No,
Lynda.com. Krav Maga.
No, I don't
know. Lynda.
Sponsored by Lynda. No.
But, like, with that, you still need someone to, like, hit and to also, like, dodge. Like, I guess I could, like, find someone who also wants to learn how to fight, and we, like, do it in a really.
Learn to fight together.
That's a bad idea.
Are you suggesting starting a fight club?
Okay.
No, see, that's the thing. I just want, like, I want to be the combo of I enjoy my pole dancing class, but I miss punching things, and I want to punch things too. So
I mean, you could punch the people in your pole dancing class.
Let's see what
happens. No, I don't want to punch them.
Sounds like Grand Theft Auto.
I mean, you get bruises either way.
Yeah,
like,
that's
every,
true.
Every one of these classes is just like, why does everything hurt?
Yeah.
I took class yesterday, and as I was leaving, and it's always because as I was leaving, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's dark now, and yeah. I have to walk to my car. You know what would be great? If I knew how to punch people real well, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like a combo, which I will still punch someone.
I feel
it just
like
might not be really well, but I will punch somebody. I'm just saying
that. You
need
to keep the keys in between your fingers?
No, that's a bad idea.
Oh, really?
Here's the thing. Okay. This is my I took Krav years ago, and there are still a couple lessons that are ingrained into my brain. Like girls in particular, or if you're just not a very very physically strong person, don't punch with a closed fist. You will break your fingers, and that will not hurt. You will hit bones. Punch with the palm of your hand. Like that little meaty part, like you just and keep it in a straight line. You could hit anybody with that, and you will not hurt yourself. And if you're just a quick jab, go for
or
a nose.
That slap. Does,
like if I hit you with that.
Oh,
that probably hurt.
That probably hurt.
If I hit you right in the chin?
Yeah.
Or slap.
Yeah,
just
slap the shit out of me.
Slaps are great, too, but, like, if you just want a quick, like, and just be, like, you don't have to be very strong. You just have to hit fast and run.
Oh, crazy beats big every time. You have to be able to out crazy. You just it's finding yourself back after that.
Yeah.
You can go crazy so hard that they like, all right, we don't even want to kidnap you anymore. But yeah.
Oh yeah, and like scream, like make sounds, things like that. Like always.
I feel like you also should like claw, and this is
if
just
you have access
place
to the fleshy
like,
parts. If you have access to the eyes, go
bite.
For the eyes. Honestly, though, the only time you should do like a closed fist is if you know you could hit somebody in the throat because that's a nice soft spot.
Yeah.
Then that's fine. But if you are aiming
for
a
like
face,
the nether region?
Oh yeah, always go for that's
that's
a given.
Like seriously, even if they're just trying to kidnap you, you're gonna hit them in the balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if they're just trying to kidnap
you.
That's,
That's the best part of Krav Maga. They're not all the whole thing
eye.
Is like everything's practical.
Yeah.
And there are no like. Oh, you don't. There's no like rules in the sense of like, oh, you should do this or you should do this, and this is like a fair fight. No, it's you're essentially at least when I took it, like it was more of a self defense thing because the instructor was very much like, okay, the whole point is that it's practical. Odds are, like at least for the girls and guys, he was like, odds are you guys aren't gonna get into a fight for the sake of getting into a fight.
Right.
So he did train the men and women differently based on like I'm. Incredibly practical. However, if you did want to learn what the boy, like, if you wanted to learn what other people were learning, he wasn't like, you can't.
He didn't keep you from
but
doing
he was just
it.
Like, you're the one paying for the class. I'm going to try to, your most useful things. So, like, for the guys, like, and stuff, he was teaching them how to, like, this is how you take a knife out of somebody's hand and or a gun and have them shoot themselves so your fingerprints are also not on their thing. Mind you, he was also teaching this to cops, and I was like, what are you doing?
You know,
but, like, that's
it.
Part of the, it's like, it's people who, these are the people who want to come into the class.
Right.
Yeah.
And for the girls, he would just be like, all right, I'm going to teach you how to hit real hard. As hard as you can, and this is one of those spots, and how to run away. Like, it's all about being more fast. Because he's just like, there was like a statistic, and this was from another girl in the class who, like, she'd come in heels. She's just like, I'm coming in heels because this is what I wear to work. So I'm learning how to.
So she's training.
So she was training on how to, like, be able to fight in her heels. So she didn't do a lot of leg stuff, like kicking. So she was just all like quick hits with her arm. She was the best. I loved her.
What if
like, oh my God.
What if she had like blades on? What if she kept like blades
on
her heels?
Well, she just has to be practical.
Fucking
cool.
It's
all practical. But she would talk about, she's just like, the average teenage boy is 7 times stronger than the average adult woman. And I was just like, oh my God, that's true. So she was just like, so it's about hitting fast and getting out. I miss fighting you guys.
I took a karate too for 6 years.
When did you take karate?
From 2002 to 2008. But then I was in high
school. How old were you?
I think I stopped in 2008, so I was in like 9th or 10th grade.
Got it. Okay.
So yeah, from 6 years before that, 3rd to 6th.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very a peace-loving person, always have been, give peace a chance, like, my whole life.
Yeah, me too.
So, like, they would put me, every year, they would do fight class.
Oh, sparring.
Yeah, and even though I would, I've been taking karate for these years, I just couldn't do it. So, like, they put me in my spar, and the kid would just beat me up every time. I never found a reason to. But now that I'm an adult, I feel differently. Like, yeah. I still have never been in a fight, don't want to ever get in a fight.
But there's something about being able to defend yourself that feels like, okay, I can do this.
If someone really put me in the position where I had to fight, I would fuck them up. There's, like, years. Of like 23 years of me, like, saying, you know what, not this time. So, and I'm crazy. Like, I know I'm, like, sane and calm now, but, like, crazy beats big every time. I can go 10 times crazy.
Yeah.
So... Whoever wants you know.
I feel you. When I was in, because I took karate when I was really young, like very young. Probably like, I was probably in there like first grade to like fourth grade or so. And then I went on and played soccer, and then I did film and theater and stuff. And so I was, and I'm not strong. Like my arms are very small. My legs are strong, though, because of soccer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was really interesting because we did a unit in PE in high school, probably like my sophomore or junior year, where we had to wrestle. Like, we had a wrestling unit.
Oh, at your school. Yeah, we didn't have
school.
That. Yeah.
See, they like, made us do one of our units was, like, we had gymnastics and we had wrestling. And you had to do both of them. And so
you
it was,
had
like...
had to do both,
we
man.
Had to do both.
I would not be about wrestling. That's why I was...
Me either.
Because I don't want to touch people.
They had girls and they'd, like, separate the girls and the guys.
Still, I don't want to touch anybody.
But, like...
I don't want to be thrown.
They did a thing where you don't want to be thrown?
Yeah.
It's not like WWE. Oh, yeah. It's
that's true. And they're going to get you someone in the same... same weight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, like, they can't throw you.
Right.
Yeah.
But we had to do a thing where, like, they got us in a circle with, like, the people that were in our group.
Uh-huh.
And basically, they put somebody in the middle, and then the next person in the circle would get in the middle and wrestle that person and then whoever won would stay. So if you won, you would... Like, if you
it's
won,
like
then you would
weird,
stay and then you would
like
find another
weird,
person
like,
and find another person.
Thing.
Yeah, and so, like, but you got more tired if you were in the middle because everybody else was fresh and you were new. And I was like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I was like, somebody's just going to snap my neck and I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And because there were a bunch of football players and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, they didn't separate us. I went in there and fucking killed.
Oh, really?
I did so good. I like, stayed in the circle the whole time, all the way around. And they ended up having to just, like, replace me when I got back. I was like, they actually tried to recruit me for wrestling. And I was like, no. I'm not, this is not what I do. But it was so weird, because it's like, I had no idea I'd be good at that. But, like, it was something about that I just had to go really crazy and get really angry and, like, get really mean and then just want to pin the person on the ground.
Yeah.
And if I did that, then I was able to, like, go after them, and no matter what I had to do, like, I scrapped my way to getting them
onto
the ground.
It's about smart still.
Yeah,
it's a different type
of
smart.
It's a different type of smart, yeah.
I've never had that feeling for myself. I've had, like, that burst of it when I have to, like, defend somebody else.
Yeah.
Where I've become weirdly aggressive and, like, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But for myself, no. Even, like, I did Taekwondo for, like, a year and a half, too. And we had, like, sparring things. And I would be the same. I would be horrible at it and just be like, I guess I'm going to get hit on the side now.
Yeah.
I don't like this. And then in Krav, in Taekwondo, both instructors were very much like, stop smiling. They would tell me this. But it was either that or I'd bite my lip. And then they're like, don't bite your lip. That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
So, like, I would have this weird smile as I'm fighting. And they're like, you're not going to actually hit hard.
Yeah.
You got to be mean. And I'm like, this is the only way I don't bite my lip.
You'd definitely
so I'm going
be
to smile.
On the light side if we were in Star Wars. I would be the person trying to keep myself from feeling anger for the dark
side. Well, here's the
thing.
The younglings.
Because I was like,
gonna
that's
be on
the way
light
I was the most
side.
Powerful.
I would be in the middle. Because the lights, we've had this argument before.
Oh,
where
yeah,
I was
that's
like,
right.
The light side's bullshit. You can't love? No.
That's right. Yeah, if you're a Jedi, you can't. Yeah, we've had this conversation.
I feel it. I understand that aspect of
you
a Jedi.
You have to block all your feelings?
Hell
no, thank
you. Then your job is the Force. You're like following good energy. Forever, like, you don't need to love.
I'm
like,
not,
love
I'm not that chill. I like enjoying things. I would like if, like, I feel like in Star Wars, if you're a Jedi and you ate like the best meal, you couldn't even go, damn, this was good. Like, you couldn't even enjoy the feeling of what that is.
Because you can't have feelings.
Because you can't have feelings. You can't have passion. I'm like, nah, I'm okay.
You got to put that into your passion goes into fighting evil.
But if
you
it's
know
like.
How much you know how much passion you need when General Grievous is running at
it's
you?
True.
I'd be like, shit, I'm glad I didn't think that
but
burger
if it's like
was
defending,
great.
Yeah. If it's defending somebody, though, like, the only times I've been almost been like, I guess I'm going to get into a fight today is when somebody's like messed with a friend near me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've gotten weirdly. I was just like, okay, like, what are you, what's going, and this is like at concerts and stuff, you know, where it's just like, all right, I guess I'm fighting a teenager today. And then they back off and I'm always surprised, like, I'm not intimidated. Okay, I guess I'm intimidated.
You can get intimidated. Yeah, you can get intimidated.
But if it's just me,
I could see that.
Nah.
I've never had that woke for me or anyone else. It's never like, I've never been like,
I've almost gotten into a dumb knife fight because of parkour. I jumped.
Wait, because of parkour? That's the best sentence you've ever said. I almost got into a knife fight because of parkour.
Yeah, okay. So like when I first
that is amazing.
When I first moved out to LA, my ex was part of a parkour group because it was meetup.com and like it's a way to like meet friends and stuff. So we joined a parkour meetup group and we would go and just goof off. And one time we were all on Venice Beach trying to like parkour. Not on the skateboarding stuff, but near the skateboarding stuff. My parkouring is me.
Wait, you have
trying
to be
to
honest
jump.
With me. Were you parkouring?
Yes, of course
I
was.
I love it.
Here's the thing. I wasn't good at it because I don't have upper,
as long
body
as you
strength
doing
to like.
You
were trying.
But I was trying.
That's so cool.
And it was super fun.
Did you wear like elbow pads or something?
No,
helmet?
You just wear like sneakers.
I would have to do that and
me
I'd
too.
Look like a fucking
I don't give
weirdo.
A shit. When
I had case with sneakers that were like specially for parkour. So like they had like an interesting grip. But we were in Venice and we were near the skateboarders, but not at the skate, because you're not going to go in the thing. But there was a couple of like, apparently skateboarders, especially the older ones, can be very territorial of their area.
In Venice?
Yeah. Interesting. It's like surfing and stuff. Like if you go surfing, like if you're not like part of like a certain zone, like there's little gangs. And it was like this old hippie man. And like none of the younger skateboarders gave a shit because we weren't on their area. But this guy was just like, this is our space and you're going to destroy it. It's like, you're skateboarders. Mm. You guys get kicked out of everywhere. Why are you being territorial about like the rails over here that none of y'all are using because they're like benches? Like nobody's
over
here.
They didn't want you parkouring.
Yeah. And so, of course, like some of the dudes in the parkour group, they were starting to get heated. And then, like, this guy's getting heated, and, like, a couple of older skateboarders. So it's, like, this weird, like, nerdy group that are about to fight. And my ex, like, he's, like, jumps in to, like, go. And then this guy, like, I did the thing where I jumped in the middle of it, and I put my hands on the guy, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just... You don't.
Yeah, you don't think in that moment.
I'm not
right?
thinking. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm defending, even though I'm sure like that was a mask. I don't give a shit. I was like, no, you don't touch. Like, no. Yeah. And he looked, the look on his face when he looked at him was like, what are you doing?
Uh-huh. Why are you the one doing?
Why are you stepping in?
Yeah.
What? And
you
then
wanted it.
Backed off for a bit, and then afterward, like we found out he had a knife like on behind him. Like,
oh
he was,
yeah.
Like,
oh, that's why he was so confident.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
whatever.
There are a lot of people. I remember we used to have this friend. He was a little country. We call him Country Bumpkin, and he would always carry a knife too. But that's because like what he's used to doing, he like rides a motorcycle, he'll like actually need a knife.
Yeah.
But I was like, dude, we live in the city, like we're at Target. You don't need a knife. Like
you'd be carrying that around.
Yeah. I just couldn't. I don't want to ever have a knife. Anything that if a cop like talks to me, I don't
want
to have
anything
that makes me
anything.
Nervous.
Yeah.
It's just anything that would make
I
me
I could
nervous.
Carry a knife and probably brandish like guns on my backs and they probably would on my back and they probably would be fine. But
I used to have pepper spray.
It's my privilege.
I used to have pepper spray in my bag, and then I went to Disneyland, and they confiscated it because they
won't
let you bring that in. Which I was just like, oh, yeah, that makes
sense.
Yeah,
you
but
probably
I just,
shouldn't bring that
I,
in.
I like, just forgot it was in my purse. And so they searched the purse, and they're like, you can't. I was just like, they're like, you can take it back to your car. And I'm like, I'm not going to walk all the way
I know,
back.
It's kind of far.
So
I'm always a little curious. I'm a big fan of Disneyland. I observe every aspect of it. But like, I always feel like the security could be better. Or is it is good, and then we just don't know.
They have, it's a mix. Yeah. They obviously, like, if there's days where there's like a higher alert, well, you could tell when they have more. I have an annual pass, so some days it's just like, what the fuck is going on? Why is it so intense? And the other days it's just like, oh, I'm just walking
whatever.
Right in.
Yeah.
So whatever they have on their security on alert, they know what's up. And they just moved their security out to include Downtown Disney. So now you have to go to Downtown Disney, you have to go through security first.
Oh, I didn't know that.
At Universal Studios, they just added the metal detectors. You have to go through metal detectors when you go into Universal Studios.
I'm down.
Studios tends to have more fights.
Yeah, Universal
really?
Studios
yeah,
ghetto.
They're known for having more...
Awesome.
Because they're a little bit more local and a little bit cheaper.
I don't think you went to the work party we had at Universal Studios. We ate at
Buca
di Beppo.
Yeah.
And then
no,
we went
I was
to
at Buca. Alaska?
And then when we went to a bar?
We went to Saddle Ranch.
Yeah, you were there?
Yeah, I was there.
You did you get on the bull? People on Saddle Ranch?
That was... when we went to Saddle Ranch, I think that was my... Was that the... No, that wasn't the first week that I was there. That was a different place that we went to.
Yeah.
But it was, like, very close to the first... It was, like, the first month that I was there.
Oh, and so you Sam, just started, yeah.
Yeah, and Sam and somebody else rode the bull.
Yeah, they Zach actually got on
rode,
it, yeah.
They actually got on
I
the bull.
I rode... I was the only yeah, girl I was there. That rode
it was
the bull.
Sketch.
Yeah, it was sketch. Oh, that was place sketch. Was so sketch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The music was so good, though.
It was so good. Yeah. It was so
they
fun.
Said that Mario Lopez goes there. They're like, Mario Lopez comes in here every
That's
day.
Bullshit.
Yeah, they say it because, like, his show tapes by that big old, the big old
his
Universal sign.
But his
sign.
Show tapes by the Grove, too.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
like...
he's got a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Whenever you go to a hotel and turn on the TV, it's like, hi, I'm Mario Lopez. Here are your choices for view things to view this evening.
Yeah. Like, remember, how are you in every city?
Yeah, I mean this in absolute no disrespect because he's a real successful guy, but I remember it was like a year or two ago, I saw that, and I was like, I don't want that to be me. Because, like, what I'm doing in life, like, that's mm-hmm. a very, that could
that
happen to me.
Honestly, though, like, yeah. if you could have, here's the
which
thing.
Which would be dope, but I don't want that.
Here's the track yeah. I could see you on, Will, though. Yeah. I could see you closer to a Mario Lopez track, yeah. but you could also turn that and go the Ryan Seacrest route.
Oh, God. Because I don't want to be either of them.
Are you kidding me? You know how much Ryan
great.
Seacrest
exactly.
makes
exactly.
and what he does?
Exactly. They both make a shit ton of money and have a lot of exposure.
Yeah.
But
Ryan
it's,
Seacrest
it's not
does exactly what he wants to do. That's the thing. He's also producing, like,
yeah, no, no disrespect to him. Y'all are doing it, killing it. And I would love to be on Kelly and Ripa, or what is it? Now it's Ryan and Kelly. It used to be Regis and Kelly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now it's Ryan Seacrest. So, like, I totally could do something like that, but I don't want to.
Well, I think it's just deciding what path you want to go down, and that's not what you want to do.
I think if the certain, if it was, if you were hosting things you actually gave a shit about, I think you would go down that route.
Yeah.
Like, and then you get enough money where they're like, can you also host this? And you'd be like... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a long time, too. And those contracts are years.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, like, you
have
to commit.
By then, it's like you have to, when you have your family to support and all that stuff, you're like, God damn, I want my kid to go to the nice school. Okay, I'll take that.
How could you ever say no to a $10 million check? Like, I find very few reasons for me to say no.
As long as you're able to kind of be snarky about it after, like, what's his name? The Twilight guy? What's his name?
Cedric Pattinson. Diggory?
Yeah. Like, he hated doing Twilight.
Yeah,
but he was able to be...
Did he?
Oh, my God. Any interview you saw of him afterward...
Robert Pattinson.
Yes. He's just snarky. If you ever listen to... I've heard. I haven't seen it. I kind of want to see it, but I also don't want to put myself through watching Twilight. If you listen to the DVD commentary, he gives no fucks. And, like, his commentary apparently is hilarious. Because he's just like, yeah, I guess we have to do this scene. He's like, but, like, I don't... Like, he'll... complain about why it doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
like story wise. Like,
yeah, people were super into it. It makes sense that.
But it
he
made
wasn't.
Him a ton of money, and then he was able to do all his like artsy movies afterwards.
Yeah. Ooh, elephant something.
Oh yeah, yeah, whatever that one was.
Yeah,
yeah, he was able to do that. No,
I
yeah,
it.
it's. I mean, some people sometimes you just got to take a paycheck, and I get
I'm
it.
I'm just saying, I'm willing to sell out.
Oh yeah, me too.
I would.
Me too.
A big enough check, and no, I still have some decency, but like.
Like
people, I don't know.
Some people are gonna hate, but that's just because you're not selling out. Like if you telling me if someone wanted you to sell out, you wouldn't. I think any normal person, if they had the opportunity to sell out, would.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. I live myself in many different careers. Now there's difference between William Haynes and Arsenio. Me at night, William Haynes is trying to sell the fuck out. I'll tell you that right now. Me as a comedian, like, I'll do anything. I'll pay. You could pay me any money to do jokes. I don't care. I just feel that way about comedy.
Yeah,
it's so close to me in my heart. I've been doing it since a kid. Like, yeah, I can. I don't care.
But I could see like how like being a Ryan Seacrest or a Mario Lopez, there is something very generic about. Their level of charm, like it doesn't feel like a real person.
Oh yeah, it feels kind of robotic in a way.
Yeah, so I understand not wanting that vibe.
But if you listen to Ryan Seacrest, he does a radio show here.
He's
way more human on that than he is like anywhere else, which is cool to like hear his actual like personality come out.
Interesting.
He takes over. He does the Casey Kasem thing, right?
I don't know. I don't know what he does. I know. Hannah listens to him.
See, like being the host on American Idol, being the correspondent guy. Like, I would love to take that job, but it's like also part of me is like, is this what I want to do?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. So I have full respect for him. And
I don't
both
know. You
of
get
them.
To do that. You might get to marry Mariah Carey.
Oh yeah, I mean, shoot, Nick Cannon. But actually, I think he doesn't have that job anymore.
Yeah.
Something something happened, yeah. some controversy.
I think it's Tyra Banks now, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. I think it is Tyra Banks.
That's on America's Got Talent?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I think so.
Yeah, I didn't know that was Tyra Banks.
I mean, here's the thing is, like, if you take that for 2 years and then you get to do whatever creative shit you want to do with that money, like,
yeah.
I could see being okay with doing that. Because then it's like, okay, if I get if I get $10 million for doing this for 2 years, I could take that money and, like, live for... You know, three years
with YouTube comments
and not yeah. yeah, not have to deal with YouTube comments and yeah. be able to like make your own shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's
I'm
the
not,
life.
Yeah, I'm not against that. I think you just have to do what you like, you know.
That's most people's in this town's goal.
Yeah.
Is they're like they have my passion project and what I'm trying to do money. I mean, most of my friends, I feel like the people I surround myself with are creatives who want to do something, but none of us have the money to do it yet.
Right.
So most of us are like you know, we have our day jobs and we spend the remainder of the money that we have left on our
ideas. Creative passions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because yeah. I mean you have to and you know, it's like you have to go after what you have to make it yourself.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to pay you to do something you've never mm-hmm. done before.
Yeah.
So you have to prove to them that you can do it. And then yeah. if you prove to them on your own that you can do it, then...
Yeah,
then they're more willing to be like, I guess I'll right. give you a couple of dollars. Let's yeah. see what
like,
you can do with this.
I threw out in the Slack recently a guy named Brian Jordan Alvarez, his web series called The Gay and Wonderful Life of Caleb Gallo. And he's crazy fucking talented. If you haven't seen the web series, you should go watch it because it's amazing. It's one of the best I've ever seen for a web series. And he just got picked up to do a TV show with Paramount. Paramount TV just picked him up.
Oh,
and
nice.
I met him at like a thing a while ago, and like I know him through friends, and he's fucking amazing, and he's super nice. But he just got picked up, and I actually messaged him. I was trying to get him on the show because I was like, oh, that'd be awesome to like talk about creating digital content, making web series and stuff. And now, then today I saw that he got picked up by Paramount. One of his like endeavors got picked up because he proved himself yeah. that he could do
well,
this
that's what
thing.
Happened yeah. to, what's it called? Issa Rae. Like, she was a YouTuber who did like the Awkward Black Girl series. And now she has the HBO
the
show
HBO
Awkward,
show.
Which
yeah.
is like, I think on season 2 now. Like,
wait, that's not the girl that's on that was on the Nightly Show, not her.
No,
that's Jessica Williams, I think.
No,
no, that's
not
Cheska
even
Jessica. Cheska Leigh is on the Nightly Show.
Oh, is she that what I'm
but
thinking
she
of?
Does. Yeah, she has a bunch of projects coming up, but I don't yeah. think she's announced anything yet.
Wait,
but
who is it?
Cheska Leigh.
Yeah,
Cheska Leigh. I don't think
she
I've heard
was
of her.
She's also a YouTuber. She did a lot of like hair stuff, and she did comedy skits. But what blew her up is that, remember when everybody was doing shit white people say, not shit white people
oh,
say, but like
whatever,
shit people
whatever
says,
people do, yeah.
She did shit white girls say to black girls, like a very specific thing, and it that blew up, and it became viral. Then she got hired to be on like MTV's Decoded. Mm-hmm. Like, I met her at a Tumblr meetup back when Tumblr meetups were a thing in Miami,
really?
Like ages ago. So
wow.
like, she's like a weird, like it's like an internet buddy.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I know you.
Yeah.
Like, we've just say hi, hello every once in a while because
yeah.
we met once.
Where has that gone? Like that
she's,
Tumblr.
She's still working on Decoded for MTV, and she got the job at the Nightly Show. And I think I forget what other project she's working on, but she's working on something else.
Wait, is the night what is
the
Nightly
show
back?
No,
it's done. Now.
That one's done. Like when that got canceled. She herself got picked up for some other project.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, is that back?
No,
but it's
yeah.
not. It's not back.
Yeah, that's gone forever. Yeah. What happened to Tumblr though?
Tumblr yeah. is now like it's
advertisements
like
are on it.
There's ads on it. Yeah, it's
is there
a lot.
It's
oh
only
God.
Useful if you post art and or are a fan of a specific thing. Like, so it's a fan. I call it the fandom site now. Like, I go on it to look at Game of Thrones posts and
yeah.
like art. Like
I agree.
Those are the and Steven Universe. Like that's where yeah. I see people still talk about things that they're a fan of.
It's definitely about art and whatnot. It's,
yeah,
it's
there's still some social justice stuff going on, but like that's like the
oh,
bubble
yeah,
you surround
that.
Yourself on. Like I see more social justice stuff on like Twitter.
Yeah,
but that's because I
now
follow...
the whole internet is like that. It used to be yeah. just Tumblr for you to be like, this is where I want to talk about my political feelings.
But
now
that you can do threads on Twitter, like it's kind of
yeah.
it's gone to the Twitter.
Yeah, the bubble is definitely a thing. I don't even... we really shouldn't talk about politics, but I just want to remember election night when we were all at the office.
Oh, my God.
And I remember I looked at you on the computer, Spencer, and I was like, but it's not that bad, right? And you showed me the meme of the dog with the burning.
This is fine.
This is fine.
I think you asked me, it's not going to be that bad, right? And I said, no, this is going to be really bad.
Yeah.
You're like, everything's going to be all right, right? And I was like,
yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think... And it was and early on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was early on. I remember we were all like, this, anything could happen. But yeah. I remember your face just changed. I think you knew pretty quick.
Yeah, I knew.
I took a picture. There's Spencer, you have it. I have a picture of Spencer and Owen. Their reactions. Yeah. And because I was in the room and I was like kind of numb. So I was just like documenting. I'm like, I guess this is what's going on.
Yeah. Owen is still mad. Owen is still in the same mood since then. Yeah. Well, I see Owen all the time and I know.
Owen's been in the same mood since like he was 12. Yeah. So to be fair, like,
I'm mad, but also laughs all the time. Yeah. So yeah.
But yeah, that was a rough night.
Yeah, that was a rough night. It was it was in hindsight that launched a lot of crazy stuff. Do you remember, like, pretty much immediately after that is when I started running for mayor?
That's right. Yeah.
And you were helping me out with
that.
Yeah, that was fun.
I'm sorry. I feel like I helped kill your mayoral thing because I pointed out like your legal issue.
Yeah, and the legal issue did like stop me from doing a lot of things.
But I was the one who went up to Jeremy and was just like, I don't think he could legally use anything in SourceFed to like run. Well, like,
that's good before you get arrested.
I was just like, I think he'll go to jail if he does that. Like, I don't think he can do that. Yeah. You should probably look into that.
And you're right. And then he went into the legal team and talked to it, and I had a talking to about it, and they're like, you actually can't do this. But if that hadn't happened, the whole thing would have gone a lot differently.
Because you would have used everything to
I would have used the entire news network to collude the government.
You would have colluded with the millennials.
Discovery to... but luckily I didn't do anything. But yeah, I wanted to make a show about me running for mayor, and then we would upload it every day. Yeah, but you can't do that; it's not legal. You have to do it with your own money.
Well, you wouldn't have been able to.
You'd have to do it on your own channel.
Discovery's resources. Yeah. That was the issue. And the only reason I knew that was because I remember back in the day when Colbert was running.
Uh-huh.
He was running for something in Georgia.
President.
Was he the president?
He ran for president.
He made a super PAC.
But he ran in Georgia. He filled out paperwork, and then he had to stop because of his show. Like, he wouldn't be able to use his show to run legally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's being paid for by Viacom and all that stuff. Like, the money would be coming from not him or not donations.
Even, like, during the presidential campaign, like, SNL can only, like, every presidential candidate, they can only give the same amount of time to each of them. It's super specific. So if a network is like giving you 30 minutes of time to talk to their audience every day, it's against the rules. So it's sort of the same thing for me if I started uploading videos about my campaign.
Because it would have been like, it would have been like Discovery is paying for that. Like, that was the issue.
And that's the only reason I was just like,
I have a feeling Colbert did this.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do it. And I was like, if Colbert couldn't do it, I was like, I don't think Will could
do it. And then I had to have the whole talking too. So lucky we didn't get too far. But
That would have
been really bad if you got arrested for it. Yeah. Although you would have made some waves.
Yeah. Y'all have no idea. I was really about to win that. Like, I really was about to win.
You were all in. Uh-huh. It was crazy. We were doing research on like how, it was nuts.
I was about, I remember the reason why was because I started going through like, I feel like a midlife crisis. I had started to realize that like, quarter life crisis. I realized that I could make comedy. I could make music. I realized like, oh shoot, I could do anything. And I was like, you know what? My whole life, I really wanted to be a politician. So I was like, you know what? Forget these other characters. Maybe I don't need to be a rapper. Maybe I don't need to be a funny guy. Maybe I could just be Obama. And I was about to change myself in entirety.
That's so funny.
And I think by now, I promise you, in my heart, I know I would have won because so many people would love to throw their vote away. All the people I was meeting on the streets, were like, yeah, I'll vote for you. They would definitely, like, people, you'd be surprised how many young people would just, like, vote just to vote for a young person to see what would happen.
It's so funny.
Yeah, which is not good at all. Eric Garcetti, at the time of the election, only 11% of people voted in the election.
Wow.
He won by a landslide with 50,000 votes. If you're telling me I couldn't have got 60,000, I think I could have done it. So you would have been on my advisory team right now.
It's super possible. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I really like our mayor.
Yeah, exactly. He's a really great guy.
Garcetti's actually really awesome.
He's actually, if anybody was going to be mayor.
Do you know his app?
I don't have his app. Will,
you need an app.
I need an app.
You need an app. But his app it's like if there's a pothole or like something wrong on a street.
Yeah.
You could take a picture of it and send it off. And then it'll go to the people that it's supposed to go to fix it.
Wow.
So cool.
Yeah. Isn't that? I didn't know that.
Honestly, that's kind of the main reason I voted for him. I was just like, you made something that made it. I don't have to make a phone call and I could actually feel like I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Like, this tree is dead. It's about to fall.
Take a
picture.
Take a photo of it.
It's on this street here. Da, 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 da. And then, mind you, it still takes like a month sometimes.
I mean, yeah, it should take time.
But I've noticed that it goes away. And I don't know if it's me and a bunch of other people complaining, but I felt like I help
do something
in my city.
Yeah, he's good. I know every time he goes on Instagram Live, I try to talk to him or like comment on his stuff. He never responds to me. And sometimes I'm like, I should have kept running.
He's also, he also keeps trying to bring Google Fiber to LA, which I'm please keep doing that.
That's not here, is it?
Nope.
No.
He keeps trying.
We need it.
It's just like it costs a lot of money to rip up streets. That's the problem.
Oh, it costs a lot of money to do a lot of things. Yeah. But if I had done that, you would have been on my team right now still, Spencer.
We would be running LA.
We would be running LA. It's too possible. It's too people don't realize you could do that if you wanted to. If you wanted
to. If we have enough we don't have enough LA podcast listeners. I'm like, if you could, people could still write you in.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, you don't have to actually.
I was gonna write myself in, but I was like, you know what, I'll just vote for Eric Garcetti. So I did it. I was like, I don't need this
vote. I voted for him, too, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they think he's going to run between him and Camilla, even though this is politics, guys.
Politics,
local, even better, local politics. They think both of them are at some point going to probably try to make it
a run for
Wait,
boss.
Kamala Harris?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she's intense.
Oh, my God. She's gunning fucking for presidency. Awesome. You could see it.
Yeah, I mean, she's liberal aspect, I think for liberal people, she's like the person, but conservative people are definitely afraid of her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're like, oh no. Well, over here, we're like, woo, woo, yeah.
They're like, no.
They're like, no, that's exactly what we don't want. So, yeah. If she finds
woman
a way,
and black, is that
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Uh huh. I think she's also Indian. I think she's.
Is she part Indian too?
One time I was just looking, I was like, are there any Asian senators? And
there's
I looked in
like
the whole
two.
List. Yeah, there's very few. There's a lot less than I thought. And she's
on
the
your
list.
Hands, yeah.
Yeah, she's one
oh,
of
wow,
them.
Oh, wow. She's on the list?
She's on, yeah, they were like, you know, like Asian, Pacific Islanders and people.
Got it. Okay, so maybe she's like, yeah, she has like some sort of descent. Mm-hmm. Like she's descended from maybe like Filipino or something.
Yeah, I think it's Indian specifically.
Oh, Indian,
correct.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Come that's on, crazy. Yes. Okay, well, I want to answer at least one question from our Slack because we have a bunch of questions in here.
Okay.
But this one's fun. You're given the power to become a ghost. Martin asks, you're given the power to become a ghost. Who will you haunt first? And also, who will be the first person you would want to possess?
So I died today.
You died today?
Shit. Oh, you can go into people's bodies like Danny Phantom.
Yeah.
Who would I haunt?
Who would you haunt? And then who would you possess?
I would probably haunt Obama, but in a nice way. I just really want to know what he's doing. Like, people like that I would never have any access to.
I bet he's just chill as hell.
Just chilling. Or Hayao Miyazaki, I would also haunt him.
Yeah.
Who would I possess? Probably like Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, like, he has like an office somewhere. I would just get in his body and just start breaking stuff. And he'd be like, what happened? That's what I would do.
Shit, who would I haunt? See, I'm a pervert. I just want to haunt hot guys. any of the Chris's, I'd haunt them for a little while.
So, by any of the Chris's, do you mean
Chrisetto.
Like, no, like the Pine, the Chris's, like TM, like Pine,
Chris, Pine
Hemsworth,
okay. Star Wars, and Star Trek.
Yeah, all of that.
Chris Evans.
I'd follow them around for a little bit, and then I'd probably get bored because they're just probably exercising and eating healthy, and I'm like, okay,
that's probably it.
And they're all married, except Chris Evans. Maybe I'd follow Chris Evans.
Who is my
for
favorite
a little
Chris?
Longer.
We had this conversation. Who's my favorite Chris?
It's got to be
It
Evans.
Wasn't one of the Chris's.
It's.
It was the guy in Ant-Man.
Paul Rudd's
my favorite
Chris.
Yeah, but
he's not one of the Chris's.
my friend Kelly sent me a link of like I'm gonna bring it back to Hogwarts too. Was that instead of
Come
like
full circle?
Yeah, instead of picking your favorite Hogwarts house, like how you like your test. The test is who's your favorite Chris would be the test, but. Which was funny because I could definitely categorize which Chris would go in which house. But the problem is my favorite Chris is not in the house that
which
I
is
prefer.
Your favorite Chris?
My favorite Chris is Pratt. I've decided because he's funny
he,
and
like
charming and sweet. Yeah, he's a Hufflepuff.
He's a Hufflepuff. Yeah. I'm for sure
watch,
Gryffindor.
He
seems Hufflepuff to me. He's definitely not Ravenclaw. Definitely not Slytherin.
No. He's Slytherin. He's Slytherin because Hemsworth is Hufflepuff.
Hemsworth is Hufflepuff.
Hemsworth as
Thor
is a Hufflepuff.
I don't know what he's like in real life.
But Pratt, because of how, at least based on, like, characters they play.
Oh, they play,
He would be more of a Slytherin, because he's still, like, a thief and shit.
Yeah,
like,
he still is kind of mischievous.
Yeah. And then Pine would be Ravenclaw.
Uh-huh,
and Evans is a pure Gryffindor.
Yeah, he's a Gryffindor.
True and true. So, it's like, those are your categories.
I'm for sure Gryffindor. And I'm afraid of stuff, but that's what gets me in. Courage is not about not being afraid. It's about doing it anyway.
It's just about doing it anyway. That's true.
I'm straight up Ron, like the spiders. I would be like, Harry, you fucking idiot. If you think we're going to go in there, I would straight up say it. But I'm still Gryffindor. I'm still going.
You'd still do it.
I'm still going.
I want to see a remake with you playing Ron.
Yeah, I want to make that too.
That would be amazing.
I would love it.
I want to be Harry. You can be Ron. Okay. You can be Hermione.
Sure, I'll do that. That'd be perfect.
Like, Harry makes sense because when you think about it, he grew up in the cupboard and his whole life he was like, nothing's gonna ever happen to me. I give up. Until one day, everything changed. So he's like, you know what? A bunch of spiders. Who cares?
Well, he had spiders in his cupboard all the time.
Yeah, he had to deal with spiders all the time.
Yeah, like, do you think that was like supposed to be a reference to that?
I think it just showed like, it's like, this kid's like brave, but he also had no choice to be brave.
Yeah, you had to. All that Tom Riddle stuff, like, ugh, like, ugh, God, an old ass man trying to kill you, ugh. I couldn't be sleeping knowing that Voldemort existed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Be terrified.
Well, that's why
somebody
pretended that he didn't. Like, that was
In the book, they all pretended, like,
later on, they talk about where people were just like, no, that's not true. It's just like, no, but he is, though. And you're like, I'm not going to break my worldview right now because that's just scary.
They don't want to. Interesting. Damn.
We're reading for our book club. We have a book club in our Slack. Mm-hmm. And the next book we're reading for our book club is the first Harry Potter.
The first Harry Potter.
We're going back to number one.
Yeah.
You should read it with our book club.
When are you
guys starting? I don't know.
I think it starts next month.
Next month.
I think I might do audiobooks. Someone told me I should do audiobooks.
Oh, yeah.
I do audiobooks for everything.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, I'm still learning words. Yeah. Does J.K. Rowling read it? No, I don't want her to read it.
No, she doesn't. It's this dude. What's his name?
You can get Sir David Attenborough, I think, to read Harry Potter.
Really?
Yeah, so that's who I'm going to have read it.
I think that, what's his name? The one that I listened to was, it was the guy from England. Not David Attenborough.
But they're both from England, I think.
Oh,
they
they're all from England, I guess. Anyway, the narration is amazing.
Yeah.
It's really, really good, no matter what version you get.
But, I'm down.
Let's see. Who would you possess?
Who would I possess?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody that gets to fight like you want to. Floyd Mayweather.
No, here's the thing. I want to fight. I don't want to get hit.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely going to get hit.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
If you're possessing, I don't know if you would feel
it. You could ruin some boxer's career.
I feel like that's part of the...
just swing.
Yeah, you go in at the right moment and just get the shit knocked out of you.
Yeah, no, I don't want to feel pain.
Do you know, as a ghost, though?
I would assume so if you're possessing somebody.
Yeah, you'll feel everything.
Because that's how they get you out. Like, they hurt you out of the person's body when they're, like, removing you.
Oh, you either remove yourself or they have to have an exorcism.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I ain't getting exercised.
You know what?
As soon as I see them coming, I'm leaving.
You're out, yeah.
Honestly, I'd probably possess, like, any type of, like, rich white dude just to see what it's
like. To get in his Ferrari and drive out
and
super
just,
fast.
Like, do whatever I wanted and not get in, like, real trouble and see what that's like.
Hover over Calabasas, like, go into those gated communities, just see who looks like an asshole and just take his body.
I'll find a Chad and, like,
It sounds like Get Out.
I would essentially possess the bodies of people more privileged than me and just to see what it's like and go, oh, I get it. Yeah. Okay.
Who did I say I would possess?
Arnold.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold,
yeah. Okay, I still stand.
Yeah, I would possess like a rich white lady and then go into a shopping mall and like steal something and see how that's like. I would like Winona Ryder it, you know, just be like, let me see what this is like. Will I get in trouble? Oh, I won't. That's cool.
If I'm possessing someone, I'm ruining their life. In a subtle way, too. Like, I'm just going to do I'll wait around and watch and see what's, like, the worst thing I could subtly do.
Right.
Yeah. And for me, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm just going to convince him that he's going crazy.
I think if I was going to haunt somebody, I think I would need to... I think it'd be fun to haunt, like, Bill Gates or, like...
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody like that where they're really rich, but you still, like, fuck with them. Like just to see those people being vulnerable. Like, Elon Musk,
that's what I was thinking.
That'd be so fun to haunt.
Yeah, but they're trying to do so much good in the world, and if you mess with their heads, what if they turn
that's
evil?
Fine.
Here's the thing is, I just want to take the pen on his desk and just move it just a little bit. Just to see what he does.
You know what?
What if he was like, projection.
But what if he was like, I knew it.
Yeah, he would.
You're just like, then, okay.
I agree with you on Elon Musk.
Or he just go downstairs to his like hydrogen collider and be like, "What are you guys doing?"
Yeah,
I like because Elon Musk is very smart. He takes himself very seriously.
Yeah.
I want to see what he's doing in his off moment. Like he takes a shit.
Yeah,
Elon Musk takes
a shit
just like you.
Oh no. I want to know what other people's pooping feels like.
I want to know like what he does when he's just sitting around. Even though I heard that there's this IHOP that he goes to.
No way.
In West Hollywood. A friend of mine said, or whoops, shouldn't have just said that, but there's an IHOP that he just goes to. I want to meet Elon Musk.
I want to meet him too.
I don't know what he looks like. I've never
Seen him?
Yeah. I've never looked him up.
He looks like a normal white man.
Yeah, he looks like a normal person.
Oh, maybe I bumped into him and I've just been like,
eh. Maybe stepped on his shoes.
Let's see, who would I possess? I mean, I still think Elon Musk would be a cool person to possess, but he's doing too much good. I wouldn't want to mess him up.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think I would I think I'd want to like maybe possess like people who are robbing banks, like anybody who robs a bank, I'd possess them, and then
did they say how long you could possess somebody?
No,
for?
They didn't.
Because I, you know, because now really I'm thinking though. Of like, well, how do I do the greatest good? I'm like, I would possess Donald Trump and then quit,
Or just get lost. Like he'll be safe, but he just got lost.
He just got lost.
It's like, dang, it's gonna take me 3.5 years to get out of here.
The Secret Service will be with you. That's the problem.
Oh, that's true. They'll keep
you. So you
gotta
just like wake up one day and just be like, and just go up. And, you know, you go to your office, pull out the little form and say, I resign. Tweet, I quit.
Yeah.
Just
and people wouldn't even be like, they wouldn't even think that was different.
No.
Yeah.
It'd be totally in character.
Tweet that, you know, this is all off, this sucks. I want to go home and say, and then quit and then go home. And then go home to your tower and just be like, all right. And then
just roll in your millions.
It's almost like a curse because you have to stay possessed long enough for the whole process to go through so that it's final then you could be like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, if I did possess Trump, I would do a lot of weird stuff. But like
maybe he is possessed
by a bunch of different spirits. I don't know. Like I honestly wouldn't want to do anything to mess up what he's doing because like he's still a legitimate person who's done things. But like the urge to just like go on TV and be like, all right, because you know the president could at any point be like, I
want to
go on TV. I would go on TV and be like, this is important. And then just start breaking stuff on the desk. Like, I would do the same
dancing,
thing.
Yeah,
dancing. That would be... And I feel like he himself would talk himself out of it. I knew what I was doing. That's the new cha-cha slide.
I feel like... Just talking about that, I feel like... if I were to haunt or possess somebody, it'd be really fun to do it to... actually, maybe just to haunt, like Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un, you're
right. Here's the thing is, I don't want him to, like, fire nukes or something because he goes crazy, but I think it'd be really fun just to mess with somebody like that.
I think so, too. You should write, like, in blood, don't nuke Japan. That's stupid. And he might be like, shit.
It's a sign from the gods. Yeah, well, he's supposed to be a god.
Do you think he really believes
that,
though?
See, here's the thing.
I don't know.
He's someone you should haunt, not possess.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, haunt him. Not possess him.
Haunt him and make him think you're his dad and you're saying like,
oh shit, back from the dead.
Yeah, you'd have to pretend to be his dad.
You have to pretend to be his dad and to try to convince him to be like
I'm
a piece
so down.
And being like the afterlife sucks.
It sucks. You better
you
be a
have
nice
to,
person.
You have to make amends and do like a Scrooge situation.
Oh my God, Kim Jong-un Scrooge. Like, that's a good movie you
that's
should
a good
pitch.
Movie.
Yeah, that's a good, and that's why North Korea is pissed because we do shit like that and we laugh at them. I realize that like I've made so many videos about Kim Jong-un and like just talking about North Korea.
Oh, you can't go there.
Yeah, oh no, like definitely not. And I've realized like that might piss them off.
Yeah.
Like they definitely watch our media. And they're like, we're being made fun of by millennials in
America.
And
that's you.
And that's me. And that's why a couple months ago, like, they released video of them, like, of San Francisco, CGI video they made of San Francisco on fire because they dropped a nuke on it. And I was like, oh, they're upset with us because we make fun of them. So, yeah.
Maybe don't. Well, no, I mean, we should keep doing that.
I mean, I guess. I mean, it's fun.
We got to keep doing
it. It's definitely fun.
Yeah.
It's because we feel like nothing's going to happen. But now that I'm thinking about it in real life, I'm like, oh, we have a responsibility for fair journalism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You learn as you get older.
That's so funny. Okay, well, we're at an hour 8, so we'll wrap up because I
want to say I want to do one more question.
You want to do one more question?
Just one more
question. One more question.
I
one
feel
more
like
short
we should
one.
At least always do two.
Okay. All right. This one's easy. Do you ever randomly start singing a song? Crazy Katie Liz. I've seen her name so much, and I'm just now realizing it's two names, Katie Liz. Do you ever randomly start singing a song out loud just because you can? If so, is there a song you always go for?
That changes for me all the time. Like,
same.
I always have a song that's always up there, and right now it's this Kanye song where he says, I'm about to hit the yay button. So I just always say at home, I'm about to hit the A button, and people are always mad at me because I keep saying that line.
Just that one line from the song? Yeah.
I don't even know the rest. He's like, say something. I don't even know. But yeah, that's the song that's in my head
right
now.
That's so funny.
I usually like hum, at least lately, I've been humming like Steven Universe songs. Uh-huh. Usually it's Giant Woman. Other songs are way better. Like they have more meaning, but Giant Woman is just fun.
Yeah.
Because it's...
I've only
weird.
Heard of the program. I only hear it's really good.
This is a song where like Steven's just saying, he's like, all I want to do is see you turn into
a
giant
woman.
And that's like,
that's
I
it.
Get it. I feel it.
You know? And you're like, yeah. And he's,
dude, if she was a giant woman, that would be different.
Yeah.
It's funny. There were suggestions on, there were like other people who answered in the Slack. And I thought immediately on my own from Les Mis. I don't know why that's in my head all the time.
Les Mis.
But
that's
like
deep.
That's like the song that if I like am just sitting here, that's the song that comes to mind, and I don't know why.
Which one?
On My Own from Les Mis.
On my own. Yeah.
And then I looked on the thing, and two people said On My Own.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, those songs are catchy. All theater shows. I remember when what's the one that the South Park people did? And James. Josh Gad, isn't it?
Book of Mormon.
That came out, people at the SourceFed office all went together, and I didn't go because I was like, no thanks. And for weeks, all I heard was Book of Mormon. Those songs are catchy as fuck.
Those songs are so catchy.
They're guttural.
I remember when we discovered as children Rent, the show Rent.
Oh, yes.
And then 525,000.
I don't know anything from
you
Rent.
Know Rent? No. Oh, you got to see Rent.
Yeah,
I'm actually
cool.
Like really theaterly deficient.
Deprived?
Mm-hmm.
Deficient. I know all my stuff are really nerdy things. Like I know the Harry Potter musical and I know Hamilton.
Yeah.
That's not nerdy.
And I know Chicago.
That's super mainstream.
Hamilton's nerdy
now.
As fuck.
Yeah,
but
it's super mainstream.
It's crossed over.
But like Chicago because of
the
movie.
Chicago, yeah.
Not because of the show, the movie, and Into the Woods because of my friend Kelly. Like it's not, like I never went out of my way to like find them, even though I do enjoy them.
Yeah.
I don't really like plays, even though it's been a part of my life the whole time. Like I've seen many of them, I've been in plays, but I just don't, there's something about plays that I don't like, but I know I have to get over it.
How are you gonna get your EGOT?
Exactly. It's the hardest, the last one, the T. The Tony. I have to get an EGOT in my life, and getting the Tony is going to be the hardest part.
You should just do a one-man show.
That's probably it, honestly.
Yeah.
What if I got that first? I could do that now.
You could do that now.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to get a Tony. I always thought that was be the hardest one. Yeah.
No, you could do that one easy. You're just standing up there doing the one-man show.
Yeah, do the hardest one first.
Yeah. I mean, but I always figured like I'd have to do something like The Wiz.
You'd be good at that, though.
I think so. I was in The Wiz.
He's on down the road?
He's on down the road. Yeah, I got to be the Scarecrow, but I got to kill it. Yeah, I have to kill it. Like, this would have to be my thing.
You don't
thing.
Think you could do Hamilton? You can't rap
I don't really care about American history. My people didn't do well at that part. Like,
but that was the point. That's why they, like, mix up the cast.
Oh, yeah? I haven't seen it. Maybe I gotta go see
the
Hamilton.
The whole cast is, like, people of color.
Really?
Yeah. The only white people are people who play, like, the English
people.
Lin-Manuel Miranda isn't white?
No, he is
Chicano.
He is Hispanic.
Yeah. You know, he used to work at McDonald's.
Did he really?
Yeah, he posted on Twitter like his name tag for McDonald's. I was like, that's nice to look at.
That's great.
I can see you playing a Jefferson Lafayette.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see it.
Okay, well, I'll see it. I need to
watch
that.
He raps real
one.
Fast, though. Like, you gotta be.
I'm not a fast rapper. Give me 2 weeks. I'll figure it out.
I love it. Awesome. Okay, well, do you have anything you want to plug?
Well, you can always watch my YouTube channel, William Haynes TV, or watch my show, The IGN Show, on Disney XD on television every night at 9:30.
Every night?
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
When did you shoot it this morning?
I'm still shooting it. Not today, but yeah.
Did you ever think you'd be a Disney kid?
Yeah. Yes and no. I remember my dad was always like, you got to shave so you could get on Disney. And I find it funny that like I had a beard when I like first was doing this show. So like, yeah, I'm glad that I'm now and now.
Both you and Disney have evolved.
Yeah.
you can find me at Spencer Stark.
And you can find me as StarlineX on Twitter.
Well, thank you so much for coming by. We appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, we miss you.
Life is beautiful.
Yeah. And we're glad you get to see. We're in the brand new studio.
It's nice.
Recording in the studio, the brand new studio. So
good sound, good weather control.
It's nice and even temperature.
It is.
No, but thank you, really. We do appreciate it.
Well, you got to come back when you start a new project.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Or even when you're not starting a new project. Okay. Just come back.
Just come hang out. You're welcome anytime.
You and Luis need to shoot the shit on the podcast.
I agree. Luis. Oh, where did he go?
Oh, he fell.
Oh, yeah, I remember that did fall over. I think it was when I was doing Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that's right. You're breaking shit. You broke
and Luis's photo came off. My bad.
All good. All right. Well, bye.
Bye-bye. I don't do the kisses. That's just you and Louise.